Here's what would happen if Eddie Vedder channeled Lee Elia for his new song.
Those f***ing fans who come out here and say, stuff it up, those f***ing people who show up every f***ing day. I'll tell you one f***ing thing, I hope we get f***ing hotter than sh**. You can kiss my f***ing ass right downtown and print it. If you wanna rip somebody, rip my f***ing ass. We got guys busting their f***ing ass. They're really behind you, my f***ing ass. They ought to go out and get a f***ing job. Yeah, they ought to go out and get a f***ing job. What the f*** am I supposed to do? Let my f***ing players get destroyed. For the f***ing nickel dime people who always turn up. That's why they're at the f***ing game. Motherfuckers don't work. It'll take more than a 5-12 to destroy this club. There's some f***ing pros out there and they wanna win. But you're stuck in a f***ing stigma f***ing situation. F***ing Dodgers, f***ing Phillies, and all that cheap shit. A f***ing playground for 15%. Yeah, a f***ing playground for 15%. A f***ing playground for 15%. Rip them motherfuckers, rip them cocksuckers too. Rip them like the f***ing players and them f***ing people boo. If they're the real Chicago f***ing fans, they can kiss my f***ing ass. Don't see the progress, 143 f***ing games left. 85% of the f***ing world's working, or 15 come here. Oughta find out what it's like, oughta f***ing live in this year. This organization's been winners, their whole f***ing life. They don't show cause we're 5-14. Yeah, they don't show cause we're 5-14. I wish I hadn't talked to Les Grobstein.